You ever raise any of those nut-like things, come in shells, about that long, grow under the ground?
Can't give me no name of it or what.
Well, you roast them?
Peanuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, we raise them sometimes.
They make good hog feed, don't they?
We did used to raise some of them every year when the children was at home. But we don't care much for them as children, you know. They love those things.
Uh-huh.
And we used to raise them and then pull them, you know, and
yeah.
Let them dry a few days and then pull them off the vine. That boy went along.
You mentioned other nuts. You said you had walnuts here. What do you call that green part on the outside of the walnut?
Walnut hull.
And then inside that, there's the walnut.
There's a goodie in there, black walnut. Now, you know, they've got things. It's funny how they get along with things. It used to be an awful mess to get those hulls off.
Oh, boy.
And now they've got an outfit now right down here at Siloam that they just sit there. They'll give you so much, $100 for your warrants. I believe it's $3 a hundred for them, and they'll do their own hulling. Just the machine just goes through there just like this big machine they used to put wheat and stuff through.
Huh.
Just goes right through there and takes the hull off just as slick and nice as you ever did see.
How about the hard part that you have to crack?
Cracker, but I've never seen that.
What does that crack?
It'll just, you mean, cracks that hull, you know, and then you can get that goody out of there. You know, black walnut, the goody of the black walnut, there isn't anything any more. It's finer thing than that.
Does that make good fudge, though?
Huh?
Doesn't that make good fudge?
Oh, there's no nuts grow that's any better flavored than the black walnut.
Do you have other nuts around here?
Yeah, we have hickory nuts and black walnuts and used to have a lot of pecans, hazelnuts. We don't have any pecans here. It's a little too cold or something. They don't. Now back 50, 60 miles west of us and a little bit north, they have lots of pecans. Hmm. Them river bottom, we don't have here. We don't have some of them plants a tree now and then, but never had any pecans to mount them. They claim it's too cold or something. There.
That's pretty.
Too cold or something.
Did you ever wish to get a special piece of food in your stocking at Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Used to hang up a stocking, you know, and get candy and different fruit and one thing and them two and fill a stocking full.
What was the big fruit that you used to get?
Well, usually they'd have stuff that had grown in the country, you know, apples or peaches or something other that kind, maybe pears.
You ever get an orange?
We don't have, we have got oranges in our stocking, but we don't raise anything.
Yeah.
Don't raise any at all. I was in California last fall. I got the thrill of my life. I didn't know that a lemon tree would have a lemon on it ready to make lemonade and bloom right over there, but I didn't know that limb. By golly, it's the truth.
Don't they smell good?
Yes, sir. You've seen them, have you?
Yeah, I grew up out there.
Well, whereabouts in California?
Los Angeles.
Well, you was in the southern part. I was over in around San Francisco and Oakland.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty far north.
It's way up north, but they have lots of fruit there. Oh, there is apricots there, lit the side
on. Oh, yeah, apricots and peaches.
Yeah, boy.
And they raise a lot of prunes up there in the valley. And boy, they have some of the nicest vineyards out
there. Yes.
I'm glad to see those vineyards coming back, you know.
Well, that's some more man-made stuff, you know, that if they couldn't get water, they couldn't raise nothing in them countries. That's quite a deal. Now, I don't mean maybe you take San Francisco back Salinas, that's Salinas, back, say 25 years ago, they just had a dairy farm, raised potatoes and barley was their main crops. Some of the water came in there and experimented a little with just a little patch of lettuce to see what it's going to do, and great golly, it just went from there. Salinas Valley is one of the most best vegetable in the world, in Salinas Valley.
Uh-huh.
And they went to raising lettuce there by the thousands and millions of tons, you know.
Yeah.
Just had lettuce. Just without experimenting, and that just knocked the dairy business and the potato business and barley all holler, you know.
Yeah.
It's much more in this lettuce.
They used to raise good potatoes.
Oh, man, yes. They can still do that, but there's more money in the lettuce than there were the potatoes.
Did I ask you about your garden?
Yeah, I don't know what you did, what you want to know about it. What I raised in it?
Yeah.
Well, I raised both kinds of potatoes that I told you there, and then I plant, say, 5 rows of sweet corn, we'll say, today, and a week later I plant 5 more, and a week later 5 more, and so on, about 5 weeks. Then when it goes to getting ripe, I've got it each week. Got roasting ears, you see. And we raise a few watermelons and cucumbers and okra and